Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Jesus Christ has definitely caused me to love other people, because left to my own devices, I'm not sure how good I'd be at that. So I'm Miles. Thanks very much for David for inviting me. I'm just like you guys. I'm in the pews every week, and David wants people to get up and share. So I volunteered to share today. The thing I'd like to share about I'm taking a bit of a chance on this, because it's something that may not be relevant to a lot of you. I want to share about how God gave me a calling, like a vocational calling for my life, that I fought, resisted, you know, and he dragged me kicking and screaming into that vocation. And then I continue to try to make myself miserable in it. But, you know, he keeps kind of reminding me, hey, mate, you're in this vocation. So some of you may not consider your work a vocation. You may not even be interested in your work being a vocation, right? You just might be interested in vacation as opposed to vocation. Or it just might be tent making, you know, like, hey, I'm just here tent making because I'm serving God some other way. But for some of you, it might be relevant. I felt, he kept saying, talk about this. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And so get out of it whatever you get out of it. And it may be nothing, it may be a lot, okay? That's it. So just a little bit of my background. I'm Canadian originally, then I studied in the UK. And I guess you could say I was quite a high flyer. You know, I studied at Cambridge University. I studied economics, did a graduate degree there. I was, you know, looking at the working for the World Bank and the IMF and all those places. And then I got actually attracted into working in the city of London for an investment bank, because that's where the money was, right? And it was great. You know, I went down and worked for this investment bank in London, and far more fun than going back to Canada. And, you know, it was like, I was 25, flying first class, staying in five-star hotels, you know, very quickly doing deals, you know, all the stuff you see in the films, they don't tell you half of it, okay? I'm writing a book about it one day, so, you know, I'll reveal. But basically, so I was an investment banker, and it was fun, exciting life, and, you know, and I was enjoying it, making money and all that. And it was interesting, I was asked by my girlfriend at the time to do this kind of personal development course. I wasn't a Christian. You know, there's all these personal development courses around that have you look at yourself. I had never done anything like that. And I did this course, and I discovered a few things about myself. I discovered how much I've been blaming other people for some of the things I was unhappy about. I discovered that I should actually take responsibility for some of the things I was unhappy about and do something about them. And I was also really amazed at how people could be authentic about what they're thinking and feeling. That was safe to talk that way. And that just was a huge revelation for me. And actually, I'm really sure that this course, although it wasn't the intention, propelled me into eventually doing the Alpha course a few years later. So, you can imagine me being in this investment bank, right, which is a tough environment, and, you know, there's guys trying to eat your lunch every day, right? They're trying to take your business away from you, and you basically spend half your time fighting your colleagues, okay, and then the other half of the time you spend getting new work. So it's a very, very tough environment. And because the stakes are so high and the money's so good, you see. And if you can assemble an empire and you sit on top of an empire, then the revenues are accredited to you and you get the big bonus. And that's really why people do that. You can imagine having done this personal development course, talking about authenticity and communicating and, you know, appreciating people and being kind to people and being responsible and not blaming other people. You can imagine, I thought, wow, wouldn't this be amazing to do this kind of stuff in our organization? Like, it would just be incredible, you know, to kind of do this sort of work and get people talking and, break down the barriers and imagine what would happen, you know? So I tried for about 10 years to make that happen. And it was absolutely a failure, a complete failure at it. And, you know, I brought other people onto the course, and as soon as they did the course, they quit the bank, and then I bring some more people onto the course. And, you know, so I was really trying to cause some change in this organization, like in the culture, and get people. And I just felt this calling that's what I was there to do, you know? I went into the HR department. I said, look, pay me half what you're paying me, a third of what you're paying me. Let me do this for the organization. Ah, not interested. So, and by this time I was a Christian. I'd become a Christian. It was a wonderful experience. Did Alpha Course at Holy Trinity Brompton in London. It was brilliant. I was in Nicky Gumbel's group. For those of you who've ever heard of Nicky Gumbel, it was a wonderful experience. I was sitting in his group and he was teaching me about being a Christian. And it was great, you know. And then one day, my wife said, I think we should go away for the weekend and talk about things. And I said, okay. And so her niece agreed to look after our baby daughter. We went away for the weekend to talk about things. And what she wanted to talk about, and so we started with a prayer, which is very unusual for me because I wasn't a Christian, you know, and I was a Christian, but only a new Christian. And we started with a prayer. She said, I want to talk about our values. Our values, what's that? What are they, you know? And I could see some values in the wall of the bank. You know, there are some values, like, and I looked at the values, I looked at how people were behaving. I thought, is that what you're talking about? She said, yeah, but I'm talking about our values. So we talked about our values, and we prayed, and in about 2 hours, we really sat down, like, these are the five things we value that are really important to us as a married couple, as a married couple in God. And I was so, like, moved, you know, like, this is what's important to me in life. I, like, articulated it. And then my wife's very smart. She said, so how well do you think you're doing with those? And given the rating out of 5, she knows me. I'm very competitive. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0. And the truth of the matter was I was absolutely miserable. I was miserable, making a lot of money and miserable. And that had me realize it. So on the Monday, I went in and resigned. And if you had told me on the Friday I would do that, you know, I would have said you're mad. So I went in and resigned. And it was an amazing experience because it was one of those things where God woke me up to something and said, mate, you've got to do something about this. And you've got to change your life. So I did. And I managed to get myself made redundant, so I had a bit of money, and, you know, I could kind of go along and explore what was next, because I knew I could never do that. And this thing about, you know, the values in business, this authentic communication in business, you know, taking responsibility for yourself in business, that just wasn't leaving me behind. And I decided I wanted to do that kind of work. And I had no idea how to do it. So I started exploring all kinds of things, and I kept going back into finance and making money because that was easy, and doing deals and all that stuff. And I spent about 4 or 5 years avoiding that calling that God was sort of gently trying to lay on my life. Then one day my wife said, I think you should pray about what you're doing. She's very good at that sort of thing, my wife. So I went together with 3 guys who I really trusted, and I had them pray with me about the calling of my life. And they said, each one of them separately said, I think you should be working with leaders about their values, their company values, their ethics, what's important to them, what's important to their people, authentic communication. 3 guys, like, in a row, said that to me, and I couldn't avoid it. And I then set about actually, you know, really trying to build that up. And I had no idea how to do it. And I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed. And for 2 years, I didn't earn any money. And I had to get a mortgage. I had to get a loan from a friend. You know, it was pretty tough. And there was one day, I remember, where I'd had this job and I was really good. I was flying down to Spain twice a month to work with this leadership team of this wine company in Spain. Can you imagine how good that was? And then they canceled, and then the guy called me up and he said, because of budgets and stuff, he canceled the contract. And I remember that's kind of when, and I fell on the floor of my office and I curled up in the fetal position and I howled. I just howled for about 2 hours. I just howled. I'd never done that before, cried like that. And all the kind of sorrow and sense of failure and sense of what a loser I am and what a stupid idea this was all came out. And then I was just left lying on the floor kind of with this existential choice. Like, what are you going to do, mate? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to get on with it? And God really pushed me along. And so I soon learned how to do it, soon learned how to kind of be a consultant. And then I got engaged by this really great consulting firm doing just that kind of work in London. And it wasn't a full-time job. And I was just doing some part-time work. And I was really enjoying it. But still not quite there yet. And then one day, the guy running their Australian business, who I knew from before, sent me an email and said, hey, Miles, would you consider moving to Australia to work full-time for us and help me build this business down here? Perth. And I'd been to Perth on holiday a few times with my wife because she used to live here, and we loved it. It's a wonderful place. And what was my response? No way. I'm not going. I'm not going to Perth. It's the kind of end of the universe, way down there. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to leave London. You must be joking. And so I told my wife, and she looked at me like I was mad. And for 4 months, we just argued about this. And so this opportunity to kind of really do this full time, I was pushing away as hard as I could out of fear. So eventually I said yes, and I moved here to Australia, and I took over this business, and that was 7 years ago. And now we've got 45 people and 2 offices in Brisbane and Perth. And it's grown amazingly, and it's been a very, very successful time, a very satisfying time. And I just keep thanking God for it. One last thing I just want to leave with you before I stop. And that's, I think, that I think, so I'm here I am, right? I'm living in this beautiful place. And I'm in my dream, my vocational job that God's spent probably 25 years calling me into and getting me ready for. And it's just so clear to me. People have prayed for me. I did that course way back when, and all these things. And yet, every day, when I go to work, is that my experience? It's not. I go to work and it's a hassle. There's these guys to sort out. There's these budgets to do. There's these arguments. There's the clients who aren't happy. There's people to hire. There's people, you know, the leadership team's unhappy. You know, my boss is giving me a hard time. I'm not present to the joy of living my vocation. And I think that's something I just discovered really 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just want to share with you. And I don't have an easy answer to it. Because my wife keeps saying, why are you doing this? You know, you came here to do this great job, and now all you do is come home and complain. And so I just want to share with you, like you know, how kind of utterly futile and human I am. And I just sensed this glimmer of hope in the last 2 weeks that God is sort of coming to me now every day because I'm sitting down and praying and asking him to at work. And so work's starting to have a different meaning for me now. You know, it's got a different meaning. But it's just something I'm learning I've got to really work on, because God can only get me so far. I've got to do the work to kind of, I've got to do the work to listen to him and say, hey man, this is your vocation, remember. You know? This isn't an angry client. This is your mission. And so I just wanted to say that with you, that I don't have some great, fantastic, happy ending. Like, it is a happy ending, right? It's a great happy ending. Here I am, and it's wonderful, and I'm with you guys, and I've got a great life, you know, and a great job. And the kind of the stupidity of it all is I have to keep getting reminded of that, you know? So I just want to share that with you today, and share with you that struggle, and also share with you the joy of when I do remember how great it is. And how great is our God, as the song goes, and how he's taken me on this incredible journey. Thanks.
So, Miles, could you come back up?